AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Denver, Michael Hancock, says a student shot two administrators at East High School today.
What we know about them right now is that they're both, one's in surgery right now, the other one is stable and able to talk and to give statements in terms of what happened.
Police say the student is still at large and a gun was found on him during a daily search. Police say two 16-year-old boys were killed. One was wounded in a shooting near a middle school in Durham, North Carolina. The Federal Reserve is raising a key interest rate by a quarter point despite the recent collapse of two banks.
Our banking system is sound and resilient with strong capital and liquidity. We will continue to closely monitor conditions in the banking system and are prepared to use all of our tools as needed to keep it safe and sound.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the bank collapses will likely result in tighter credit conditions and weigh on economic activity, hiring, and inflation. Manhattan prosecutors postponed a scheduled grand jury in the investigation of former President Donald Trump.
The grand jury postponement is according to four people familiar with the matter, and it slows a decision whether to charge Donald Trump. The Manhattan DA is investigating hush money payments to Stormy Daniels during his 2016 presidential campaign. It's not the payments, but the accounting that could bring an indictment from the grand jury, which does not need a unanimous vote. While the proceedings are supposed to be secret, some witnesses, like Michael Cohen, a Trump opponent, and Bob Costello, a supporter, have spoken out about their testimony. Trump has been railing against the investigation and claiming his arrest is imminent. Law enforcement officials have accelerated security preparations in the event of unrest. Julie Walker, New York.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is moving to forbid classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in all grades, expanding the controversial law critics call Don't Say Gay. This is AP News. Swedish lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to join NATO. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Svaret är ja. 269 ja, 37 nej. Kammaren har bifallit utskottets förslag till beslut.
The 349-seat parliament authorized the accession to NATO on a 269-37 vote with 43 lawmakers absent. It was the last required domestic hurdle to the country becoming part of the 30-member Western Military Alliance. Two NATO countries, Turkey and Hungary, have yet to ratify the joint application by Sweden and neighboring Finland. Admitting new members requires unanimous approval from existing members. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said last week his government would move forward with ratifying Finland, paving the way for the country to join the alliance before Sweden. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.